need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, doms and subs, actors and audience, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
We always say A women with so much more passion. Yes, brothers and sisters. It's a passionate time of year. It certainly is if you're listening to us live. It is Saturnalia time. Ho, 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 Saturnalia. Way before Christmas. And Hanukkah. And Kwanzaa. And, what's that Hindu holiday? Panchupati or something like that. Bodhi Day. Well, before all of that, there was Saturnalia. The Roman holiday that occurred in the cold of winter. Generating some heat to keep the people warm with hot toddies and holiday sex and the fires of revolution. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Around this time of year, winter solstice, the people often elect a fool to be the king. And so he reigns over this ship of fools. Unless, of course, the fool already is the king. Oh, then it gets all mixed up. Such as it is these days. At the end of another decade in the 21st century, we are celebrating the good and the bad, the super sexy and the puritanical, the wild and the reactionary. Tonight, if you're listening to us live, we're just working our way into the winter solstice holiday season, and we're celebrating freedom and good health. And good health to you, Prince Max.
Thank you, Doctor.
And are you feeling...
You're clipping, but I'm feeling fine.
Yeah, I'm clipping.
I just got back from emergency. Had some problems. So.
Yeah.
But I'm doing good.
Well, let's just get that out of the way. You're doing good.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
I got some kind of suck job there by the nurse, so it was good.
Ooh, those nurses, they are sexy.
Yeah, well, this guy was a big guy, though.
Okay. Well, hey, you know, I think some of those big guy nurses are sexy, too.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know you did, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Yes, and we're celebrating our good fortune. Absolutely. Happy holidays. Happy winter solstice. Ho, ho, ho. Saturnalia. Saturn, actually, is the god of time. And around this time of year, he comes out, you know, with a big long beard and a big red and white outfit and says ho, 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 and gives away gifts. This was all before Jesus was born.
Is that right?
Anyway, history repeats itself, and we're here making new history with our fabulous, exciting guests. Let's see, starting with Princess Sheila.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Dr. Susan Block Show. You're on a return engagement.
I'm so happy to be back. Thank
yes,
you,
yes, you're here in our new space.
It's wonderful.
Thank you. And you were here previously with Goddess Soma, one of our favorite goddesses, other than maybe Aphrodite, I guess. But you're here with another beautiful goddess, and this is Goddess Leanne.
Hello,
Goddess Leanne. Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
And who's this? This is Tad. This is the director of your film.
Yes.
And how else would you like to identify yourself?
Yes, I wrote and directed a short film that Goddess Leanne appears in, and that film kind of started off our relationship. We're now in a relationship together.
In a relationship, all
yes.
Right.
Mm.
Interesting. And Princess Sheila, are you part of this?
Could happen.
Okay, well, that's what the holidays are for. You know, holiday sex to chase away those holiday blues come from this cold time of year. So you're a princess and you're a goddess. And can you explain these titles for those who aren't familiar with the school of royalty that you are a part of?
Well, I pretty much have always been a princess, but then when I became a mistress, it became more apparent. So
yes, I notice you're gesturing quite. You know, kind of flirtatiously.
I'm a little nervous.
Yes, with the panties in your hand.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Very cute. No, you've got the panties, and I see that. Usually the panties are kind of something comes up later in the show. But here we have these lovely panties presented for porn star fan, what is it, 2011. He's ahead of the game. And I call him Panty Boy on Twitter.
Hi, Panty Boy.
Yeah,
see these?
You've really been flirting with Panty Boy, yeah, and you've got those panties right there. So
I brought some too.
You did, Goddess Leanne. I see that.
We wore them all day for him.
All day.
Just for him.
And what were you doing during the day in those panties?
I can't have any secrets.
Well, I mean, I think that we could know that.
Not in the age of WikiLeaks.
No, right. We'll find out. I'm sure there's neighbors that'll tell us. So you might as well spill it yourself. No?
Being naughty.
Being naughty. I mean, what'd you do today?
It's really boring.
All right.
Well, I wore the panties and I masturbated them.
That's not boring.
It's not boring at all.
No.
I'm up for your benefit.
I see that. But now I have to know what the boring thing is that you did.
Errands. nails.
Aaron's nails. Nails is not.
I had my pedicure for the foot. The foot fetish men.
All right. All right.
She was fighting a fire.
Oh.
Now listen, princess. You have to realize that anything the princess does is not boring.
Okay. That is true.
You know, I mean, to be a real princess, I mean, every little step you take, your garbage is analyzed by paparazzi, right? Isn't that true of princesses? That's what I thought.
I think anybody who knows me in the whole BDSM scene can attest to me being a princess.
Yeah.
Yes, they can attest to you being a princess. In what way? Like spoiled?
Why don't you... Yeah, maybe spoiled.
Mm. Very demanding, very spoiled.
Okay.
But in a
she
really
lives in a castle.
In a sweet princessy way.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, good. Well, okay. So what would you like to demand?
From whom?
I don't know, anybody. You know, maybe
I demand porn star fan 2011 to call us.
I don't know if he's going to do that, but we'll see. We'll see. Maybe he will. I've tried demanding that or requesting. I don't really. I actually am a princess, aren't I? Prince.
I think you're a queen.
You certainly are, darling.
I don't think I am a queen. I'm actually
you are
a princess. I am
a true princess.
I'm Princess Lubkowitz and Princess Filangeri. Actually, in the Czech and Italian
monarchies, which have been overthrown.
Yes, we've been overthrown, but every once a year we dress up like this.
You know, most
and
of the world
act crazy.
A lot of the world
I
is still monarchy.
I think
we
do this more than once a year.
No, not this particular outfit, but yeah. So goddess. Now, being a goddess is different than being a princess, I guess.
I don't know if it's different.
Or are these just names, like Sally
and
Jennifer?
It's more of an attitude of how you present yourself. I've been a goddess, you know, for a long time, and my clients, I think, will agree that I'm a very typical goddess in the fact that I like to be spoiled, and I like to do, fun things.
You like to be worshipped?
I like to be worshipped like a goddess, yes.
And how do you like to be worshipped?
I love body worship.
Do you?
Do you?
You do? I mean, you love to have your body, like, kissed and licked, or...
My feet and
I'm
my
having
legs.
My body played with right now. Or actually, it's my my mechanics. Are you okay there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think all men should worship Goddess Leanne's boobs. I sometimes stare at them. And I'm not looking at her eyes.
Those are beautiful. I mean, I don't really see too much of them, but I see enough to want to see more.
I'm a triple D.
A triple D.
I'm a 36 triple D. Yeah.
Wow. They look beautiful. They're really very round.
They're spectacular.
Spectacular.
Why, thank you.
Could we see a little more of them?
Yes.
Please?
Right now?
Oh, well, you know, you could bring them out
tomorrow.
Now.
Tomorrow.
Put them away and then bring them out again, you know. I mean, you're talking about them. It's kind of the subject at hand.
A little bit
of a
tea.
It's
the princess's fault. You can
look
blame her.
Look at them,
her.
Though.
Look at them. That's beautiful. Wow. Yes. Very nice. That's just... really, really nice. I think you should stand up because...
She doesn't ever have to leave the house.
They really are... quite a gift, you know, speaking of Christmas. Yes, absolutely.
Little bows on the nipples.
Little beautiful little bows, yes. Oh, they're just really nice. And you're wearing this this corset dress kind of thing?
Yeah, well, I'm
that really shows them off very nicely.
I'm wearing a corset, yeah.
You decided to wear lingerie tonight, even though you don't usually. What do you usually wear?
I like to wear corsets and rubber and leather or nurse's attire. I know, microphone. But today I figured I'd wear lingerie because we were talking about panties.
Right. Well, I appreciate your thematic approach. Oh, yeah. And look
I don't
at these.
Normally wear panties, I like to say.
Ah.
So this is a stretch for me.
It's very, very unusual.
Yeah. But I can tell that Tad is enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because you look very feminine. Very, very yeah. feminine and nice.
Amazing curves everywhere.
Beautiful curves. Yeah, yeah. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Nice robe. You know, everything looks great. So I'm totally impressed. I think it's a beautiful way to start the show. In fact, let's see. I should give you ladies a little Christmas present. How about pocket rockets? Yay!
Oh, yes. I love that.
Pocket
love
rockets, yes. Here we go. Pocket rocket for you. And you Ooh. Haven't even showed your titties yet, but you got hers out. So that's how come you get those. Because I didn't have to work to get titties out, you know.
Mine
Sometimes
are small.
I do.
They're only a C. A small C.
C is not small.
She's got some
let's
nice.
Let's have a look. Yes, nice.
Hugh Hefner grabbed these ones.
Really?
Yeah, I told him to.
That's impressive.
I want him to feel real natural
okay.
boobs.
Yeah.
He was pretty shocked.
Was he?
Well, not something he was used to. But.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he's grabbed many different boobs, but still, you
yeah,
got,
he was
you
like,
know. Was he good
oh,
at grabbing?
Natural, huh?
How was his touch?
It was interesting.
I mean, did you get pleasure from it or just power?
No.
But
no, I didn't.
You got power from
yeah.
having. I mean, what kind of venue was this?
It was at a bar I saw.
At a bar?
I've always been told I have really great boobs.
You do?
So I just wanted to walk up to him and, you know, make him touch him. And
yeah. Yeah, and he was just hanging out at the bar with his
Yeah,
his
I was really
girls.
Drunk that night, but...
Yeah. Well, good for you. Did
yeah,
you get a picture
nice.
Of it?
No.
just a story.
I think that was maybe before cell phone cameras.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I had Ron Jeremy grope me.
Oh, well, that's no big deal.
I know, just say he groped everybody, but...
I had many pictures of him
too.
Groping everybody here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's cool. I mean, he's you know... Has he ever played piano for you? You know, he's not just a penis. He's not just a penis. He's a pianist.
He's a wonderful pianist, actually.
He actually is really good. We did see him both, actually.
At an event... Goddess Soma was performing.
Yeah, she was,
he was there performing.
A comedian for a show. She was wonderful. Yeah.
She was really funny.
Goddess Soma.
She has a talent for improv. She's
a comedy star.
I bet. Well, she's a multi-talented goddess.
Yeah.
She really
she is.
She
is.
Mm-hmm.
She really is.
Absolutely. So, I don't know how I'm doing with this buzz. Are we okay here with the buzz? I'm hearing the buzz. What's that buzz? Tell me what's happening. So, now, this time of year, what do you guys celebrate?
I celebrate Christmas.
You celebrate Christmas. Okay. What do you celebrate?
I'm Jewish, but
yeah.
I really just kind of celebrate the whole season.
Did you celebrate Hanukkah?
No.
I
just kind of, yeah, I mean, I just kind of get into the spirit for the whole season.
You have to come to one of our Hanukkah parties.
Ooh, yes, I'd like that.
Well, actually, next is going to be Purim is our next big party, so, you know, you got to come to that. That's the sexiest Jewish holiday year. So, Christmas. Okay. I mean, do you do a sexual thing on Christmas? Do you dress up like a...
sexual thing.
Is there some way that you enjoy Christmas in a sexy way, or is it very wholesome for you? Do you go...
It's a busy time of year for pro doms.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of out-of-towners coming in, so it's been really busy for me, which is great. No, but you know, it should be very sexual.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's a time you want to...
Sex by the fireplace.
Yeah, exactly. Heat it up to keep warm in the cold.
Yeah.
You know, that's the idea. Hot holiday sex to chase away those winter chilly blues.
I love sex toys for presents.
You love sex toys for presents, all right. And I don't know, you know, if you have
and
a pocket rocket, but you
now.
Can always use another pocket rocket. That's my theory.
And
this time of year, we also like to emphasize peace on earth, pleasure for all, drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles. Yes,
I mean,
you know, that's where we're at here. And Well, it's interesting. I mean, do you follow the news, you guys, at all? Or do you just kind of do your nails?
I do.
I follow some of the news.
Yeah, have you been following the WikiLeaks scandals?
No.
I've heard a little bit about it.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about it, but I'm a little familiar with it.
Okay.
I was very educated by your show last week, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, you listened to the show last week. Yeah. Well, the plot thickens.
Oh, it does.
I mean, just to bring us up to speed, our hero, Assange, that's Julian, WikiLeaks founder and publisher, and by the way, WikiLeaks is it started as a website, but now it's more than a website. It's a conduit for spilling classified information from governments and corporations. And, you know, it's kind of a bit of an outlaw entity, but it doesn't really break any laws. But it's got a lot of governments and corporate leaders and politicians very, very upset because they're exposed. Cables and directives and different kinds of information are just kind of coming out that they had kept secret, you know, including evidence of war crimes, as well as just a lot of stupid stuff, you know, saying silly things about world leaders.
Sexual escapades?
Well, sexual escapades, you know.
There's a little bit of that.
You know, the real sexual thing is the accusations against Assange, but there's a little bit of Berlusconi having some wild sex parties.
Yes.
But, you know, what's the big deal with that? The popes used to do that.
Were they here? Were the sex parties
popes.
Here?
Here? You mean at the speakeasy?
Yeah, here.
I wouldn't tell.
I think the popes probably still... Did you see that video of the pope? With the guys dancing for him,
You know, he has some sex parties now, and I mean, and he just said that it's okay. The Pope said that it's okay for a male prostitute to use a condom. You know, I mean, it's like one of those lesser of two evils. Although it's not okay for any woman to use a condom.
Really? This is for real?
This is for real, what the Pope is talking about, yeah. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, the Pope is making his statement.
One,
yeah, well, no, he did just say this a little while ago, because the Pope is being taken to task over, you know, all the spread of HIV in Africa and how the Catholic Church is very powerful there, and why don't you support condom use? So he doesn't want to support condom use in general because he wants more Catholic babies. I mean, that's basically the big reason. Procreation, that's what, you know, most organized religions want sex to be for, is just, you know, make babies for that religion. And you know, if you wear a condom, you really can't do that.
I mean,
you know, unless you break the condom and then you get arrested in Sweden. But anyway.
So I guess he's okay with men wearing a condom when they masturbate.
I don't know about that. You know, I mean, like, masturbation is against the Catholic, you know, credo. I'm not sure, but he did come out with this statement because somebody kind of put him up against the wall, like, you know, come on. I mean, what do you want people to get HIV in Africa? What's wrong with you, Pope? And he says, okay, well, I guess a male prostitute using a condom might be considered a moral act, more moral than not using the condom. So I'm like thinking, what's he care about, you know, hustlers for? Why is he coming out with his defense of hustlers, the Pope? I mean, come on, you know. And then he has these topless dancers, you know, very buff, cute guys, like dancing in his right in front of him, and it's all over YouTube. It's, I guess, just Google Pope and topless male dancers, and you'll see this.
That sounds pretty hot.
For really?
You know, the Pope is interesting. I mean, this Pope, in a way, is a little more interesting and strange than the other one. And anyway, he obviously is coming out with the truth.
He's coming out.
Coming out, really. Exactly. You know, I mean, and you wonder, who is he trying to appeal to? Andrew Sullivan, or maybe just all the priests who are really gay and might be seeing male prostitutes and need, you know, to protect themselves.
I noticed the nuns were really clapping.
Oh, for the dancers.
Right?
Yeah.
I gotta see this video.
Male dancers or female dancers?
Now, I don't know if the nuns were cut in or not. They were in another shot. But the Pope is in the shot with the male dancers. I'm serious. Somebody look this up and Twitter us, really. It's out there. I mean, the Pope and the dancers. And he's just sitting there. I mean, he's not, like, touching them. But he is sitting in his Pope throne, you know, and there's not too many people there. They're just kind of a few hanging out. And there's a big hall. And there's these
room, right?
And there's these mosquitoes.
And there's these young men. They're Asian.
Yeah.
And they've got beautiful bodies. Not too buff, you know, just right, and tight pants, and then they just take off their shirts in front of the Pope and do a little dance. You know,
what color?
Merry Christmas!
What color are the underwear that the?
I did not notice that, Princess.
I only saw this once.
You're gonna watch it obsessively and let me know.
Probably. First thing when I get home.
Are they gold and shiny?
Maybe.
I would think so. Tights.
That sounds right. They're tights, but sort of like light color. Yeah. White or something. You know.
That sounds
very
hot.
Yeah, very hot, very sexy. So how did we get on to... Okay, so the Pope is, you know, interesting. He came out with this Christmas present for gays. Really, you guys wear condoms and you're okay with the church. I mean, you might not go to heaven right away, but you don't, like, spend so long in hell.
You're not going to heaven.
No.
You can wear the condom, but you're still not going to heaven.
But you're not... Well, what happens if you wear the condom and you're a woman? You really get punished bad.
Probably.
Okay, so I wanted to know from the Pope...
No, that's only where they put Jewish kids in limbo.
Right.
Did you know about that?
Limbo?
Yeah,
limbo.
Limbo
for the Jewish kids?
Yeah, all the kids, Jewish kids that die are put in limbo.
Okay. Since Princess made it out of childhood, she can't go to limbo then.
Right.
I think I'm already in limbo.
You're going straight to hell. Don't even worry about it.
It's, you know, speaking of fantasy, I mean, we all deal in the realm of fantasy, don't we?
Yes.
Us and the Pope. Yeah. I mean, and you're a goddess, after all, and he's, well, he's not exactly a god, but kind of close.
I've never fantasized about the Pope.
No, you will tonight. Yeah, absolutely. With a big condom on his head. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know how we got onto that from WikiLeaks, except they're both in my blog somehow.
About sex.
Right, okay. So I wonder what the Pope would think of what happened with Assange, which is that there's this whole controversy over condom breaking and calling it rape. Very strange, very strange. But he's now accused of rape. Sex always finds its way into the news, into life, into everything, right? It always finds its way into your lives, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and so let's get back to you. Or let's talk about WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks, yeah. Well, okay, so they let the guy out. And, you know, now they've convened... They're trying to figure out how to prosecute this guy. Okay, so they've got just a bunch of different kinds of people. I actually don't think that Osama wants to
Obama, darling.
Obama.
Osama's the other one. Well, yeah. I mean, it's easy enough to do. It's only one letter different.
I don't think that Obama.
Obama's the president.
I don't think that Obama wants to really prosecute him because they've put together this group of people to try and figure out at this point what a journalist is. And if they can find a way to say that he's not a journalist, okay, then...
Then they can prosecute him.
You got to stand over here, Susan. You got a problem.
Okay. Then they can prosecute him.
Then they're going to try and prosecute
so
him.
So maybe we would like to think the best of the Obama administration.
Well,
and we are hoping that basically they are going to, like, put this out there and say, you know, we're going to prosecute Assange if we can prove that he's not a journalist. And then they will find that they cannot prove that he's not a journalist because he is a journalist, because he's a publisher, you know, and because the New York Times published what he published.
That's correct.
And so, you know, and The Guardian and a bunch of other publications.
Yes,
and so they're not going to be able to prove that. So then the Obama administration can say, okay, we tried, lay off Sarah Palin, please.
Yeah. Right. The thought behind that is that if he is a journalist, then they'd be suppressing freedom of the press.
That's correct. And in fact, now Hillary is holding this event called something like Freedom of the Press Day at the White House or somewhere. Like, here they are, these total censors, okay? I mean, total fascist motherfuckers, excuse me, Hillary.
Hypocrites.
You know, hypocrites. And you're holding a Freedom of Press Day, and they're just doing it to show that this is not a normal thing that they would prosecute. Okay?
They're trying to show that.
Right. They wouldn't do this normally.
To other journalists. You know? They don't want all the...
Except, of course, that we have a history of it. We've been prosecuting journalists since we the printing press.
Well, so, you're a journalist who's been prosecuted.
Right. I got prosecuted.
And as I tweeted today, I was thinking about the parallels between you and Assange.
I was prosecuted for showing readers Polaroids 35 years ago. And I wasn't supposed to show that because those are private matters and they're holy and there are all those things there. But I used to do a sex paper, and the sex paper was totally made up of Polaroid pictures, long before Larry, by the way, came along. So they prosecuted me 23 times. So,
wow.
You know, and I was a journalist. I just dealt in flesh.
You should write a book.
You know?
We're doing that.
We're working on it.
You know, in between serving you, brothers and sisters.
And so this journalist went to prison for 3 years. So, you know.
That's right.
Nice country.
Hey, well, at least you're free for now, and so is Assange. Yes, freedom of speech is very important to us, especially those of us in the field of sexuality, right?
And something else very interesting today, I was talking to actually a guy that works for Bush.
Yes.
Who worked for Bush as an advisor to security matters. And one of the questions that they brought up was this sort of corporate fascism that we've created in America, where, for example, if Visa doesn't like what you do, like being in the sex business, they won't process the money for you. Mm-hmm. They'll process it for the Nazis and for the, you know, all kinds of groups, but somehow when it comes to sex, they won't process it for you. Of course, they're in the business, deep in the business. And they asked this guy, well, how is that possible? And he said, well, these are private enterprises. This is not the government. And the guy from the Bush administration says something really interesting. He said, there is now a group of people in Washington where this issue has come up, and they are going to say that even if you are a corporation, because of the monopoly that you hold, you must serve everyone. In other words, you can't cut people off because you don't like what they're saying on the telephone, for example.
Mm. And of course, Assange and WikiLeaks are being cut off by Amazon, Visa, MasterCard,
by all
everybody.
These basically corporate criminals who...
PayPal.
You know, they can get, PayPal. You know.
Who often also turn down sex-related transactions.
They do.
Different
the goddess has that problem.
They won't let me.
Who won't let you?
I
will strike him down with my candy cane.
No, PayPal. PayPal. No, I think this is an important thing. PayPal is...
They stole the money out of my account.
Yes,
and then they said, we'll give you the money in 90 days.
Yeah.
They will not return any of my emails.
They did that to us a long time ago.
They did that to us a long
time
ago.
When we first started out on the internet, and that's why we don't use
PayPal. They cut me off because I sold my panties to someone, and he actually put in the notes for used panties. They wrote me a note and said, you're not allowed to sell your soiled panties.
Now, the freedom of panties is a theme tonight.
The freedom.
Christmas panties, panty freedom, holiday panties.
It's like anything else. It's a freedom of distribution of things.
Did you see my holiday panties?
The ideas, or you know, so.
I have on some cute holiday
panties. Those are cute.
They're kind of
Scottish.
Yeah, kind
very
of
festive.
Christmas colors, plaid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, now speaking of leaking and you know finding out things that we don't really know, Princess, you tweeted that you were going to leak some important information about yourself tonight.
Let me think about that one. That was kind of a teaser, but I will think of something that I will reveal about myself.
I thought you had a plan. Well.
Why don't we just be open and discuss, I don't know, whatever you want to talk about.
I get really turned on by humiliation, humiliating men.
You get turned on by humiliating men.
I get turned on in my sessions when they're giving me a donation for this. And I really get off on the fact that these men are giving me a donation to be treated like shit.
Hmm. Wow.
It empowers me.
This is not a big secret, I guess. You're not leaking something that...
No. I was just trying to make it interesting.
But it is interesting, and I do want to talk about it, because it's a theme that continues and that seems to be increasing in some way, either that or... There's a lot of humiliation fetishists who were in the closet before, who seem to be coming out more. I'm not sure. Do you think it's that there were a lot that were in the closet that are now coming out, or do you think that more men are getting turned on by humiliation?
No, I think they're coming out of the closet.
So they always were.
Yeah, I think BDSM is a little more acceptable now. I mean, it's not completely, but it's much more acceptable now than, you know, years ago.
It's a lot more mainstream, it's a lot more accepted.
And there's a lot of sort of levels to something like humiliation. I mean, it sounds so scary in a way to some people, but, you know, something like even Panty Boy. He's having fun, and you're making fun of him a little bit. I make fun of him a little bit.
Come out, Panty Boy. Call us.
He doesn't use the phone.
He doesn't call?
Oh. No. I'll give out the number, though.
1-866-289-7068.
That's 1-866-289-7068.
That's just for you, Panty Boy.
Absolutely.
We're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll even mail you these panties that I've worn all day.
Yeah. Well, I've had some panties. He never gives me his address. Panty Boy. He just likes to know. It's a feeling. It's a feeling.
Yeah.
He likes to know that you're kind of giving those panties to him, even if he never gets them, and he can just smell them in his mind. It's amazing the power of the mind. We call this
that
show sometimes the erotic theater of the mind. I mean, right now, if you hold those panties to your nose, I'm sure anyone looking at them can just smell the aroma, you know? And they will, you know, hack PayPal for refusing to let you use
them. Oh, that was too funny. I just opened a new account.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
But
I shouldn't tell anyone that.
No. You know, that's the thing. It's so crazy the way they try to stop it. They try to stop people from being open is what it comes down to. Because, I mean, when people really want to kind of get around the rules, they can. And they do.
I think it's just because they own eBay. Mm-hmm. But do they sell dildos? And
They must sell dildos and sex toys
on eBay.
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah.
I actually have my own fetish auction site called Forbid Auctions.
What do you auction?
Toys and... But, you know, it's not...
Not
it was a good
clothes?
Idea.
Yeah.
But it just never caught on.
Off.
I mean, we tried everything. I had about 1,000 things up there at one time. It just never took off.
Mm.
You know, so...
So... Okay. Well, so you ladies,
let you sell used panties on our on our auction site.
I thought she'd make a killing on her bras.
On her bras.
I did sell some of my own panties on the site. So.
Is that a big business, selling your used stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what does it go for?
I've had people buy my socks from me.
Socks,
yeah,
not foot, not stockings.
I've sold old shoes.
Oh, that's like the most bizarre thing I think requests. But I've sold stockings and panties and things like that.
I sold my workout sneakers.
Wow, your workout sneakers.
Yeah, it was like 5 years of working out in these sneakers. I don't know what it was. I loved these sneakers with no socks. Mm. A foot fetish guy.
Aw, that's cute. Well, that's...
There is a fetish for that.
Yeah?
For sure.
Smelly feet.
Yeah. Smelly feet,
actually,
right.
my very, very, very first session I ever, ever did, this guy wanted to smell my armpits. He was into that, you know. He liked going to the gym and smelling woman's pheromones,
yeah,
I guess.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, that's a common one. I mean,
yeah. But that was my very first session.
Although, we had someone here a couple weeks ago with hairy armpits. I mean, a woman. And
wow.
Then, I mean, it was just a wonderful kind of turn of events. This Ginger Murray, editor of Horror Magazine, just says, I am now growing out the hair in my armpits. I mean, she had some kind of, you know, reason. And then Snow Mercy, Mistress Snow Mercy, just kind of licked her armpit. Mm. Actually, she did it when she was taking some of the agua, which is our holiday drink of choice. Have you ever tried the agua coca leaf liqueur?
No.
Okay. Well, you're about to try it if you like.
I'd love to.
Would you like? Okay. And what do we have here?
Susan,
yeah.
You got to move back. We can't fix this. You got to stay.
Okay, I got to stay here.
Yeah, you got to stay there.
Okay. Danny, Lord Artemis's friend, has an Xmas gift for you. Okay. Hi, Danny.
Hello, honey.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, too. How are
yes,
you?
I'm well. Look at you. You look very festive. Thank you. Wow. Matches my outfit. What, you have to talk into a microphone. Here, go here. And go on a microphone. Hi, Danny.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Talking to the mic. Is there a mic there?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, there we go. Okay, very good. So, you look very festive.
Thank you.
A little, it's orange, though. Is that right, or is it red?
It's red.
It's red. Okay, it's kind of an orangey red, but good. Red. This is the red time of year, right?
Yes.
That's right. Mm. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Happy winter solstice.
Of course.
Yes. Happy Saturnalia. And Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas, of course.
And happy freedom for Assange. Well, at least he's only under house arrest. Okay. So now, you came here before, mm-hmm. and you're here with Toy.
Yes.
And you were here before with Lord Artemis.
Yes, ma'am.
Who is our friend, mm-hmm. and he's a very nice U.S. Marine. Right?
Yes, very much.
And we wish he could be here tonight.
Of course. He wishes he could be here, too.
Yeah.
He was all sad. He's like, you guys
He didn't want you to... That's possessive, though.
No,
wait a second.
It was cute. He was crying about it. He was all like, but you guys are going to have so much fun without me. Tell everyone I said hi.
Well, that's, you know, better that you have fun here where there's pictures taken than
right.
somewhere where he doesn't know what you're doing.
Exactly.
So are you his kind of... toy? I mean, or Toy is his toy.
Toy is a submissive. I am just kind of on hiatus right now, so I'm just a
You're
friend.
You're on hiatus?
Yes.
Interesting how you do that. That sounds so business-like. But, all right. So, thanks for the, let's see, here we go. We got...
tissue paper.
Tissue paper.
More tissue paper.
Tissue paper.
Oh, that
Ooh,
one
more tissue.
Oops, tissue paper.
Is that to make your boobs
and
bigger?
And look at this. Oh, a little hat.
Oh, that's cute.
That's a cute little hat.
Because I've been promising to bring you one that I make.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
Oh, I see. This is the kind that you kind of wear, like, on a...
Yeah.
You know...
It's off to the side.
You tie it off to the side. Yeah. Right. Okay.
As, like, I actually have a toy in one of my other hats tonight, too, so...
All
That's
right.
cute.
I could put it on the side of a hat, right?
You could
no,
do that too.
I mean you could do that conceivably. Put a hat on the
That's
hat.
It's adorable.
It's cute, huh? Thank you.
Of course.
Really nice.
Wow. Well, you get a Christmas present too.
Yay, for Christmas presents.
Yeah. Red for Christmas.
Thank you, ma'am.
There you go. drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles. And, oh, another slogan we have is drop bras, not bombs.
That's a good one.
That's a good one?
That's
okay,
a good one.
So could we...
I'm going to drop bra.
Yeah, you got it all hooked in there. Yep, there we go. There we go. Look at that tattoo.
Nice.
Very interesting.
Ooh, they're pierced.
Wow, look at that. Pierced and tattooed. And
like,
what is the meaning of this tattoo here?
Which one?
I don't know. Just describe what you've got going there.
Well, I have Too Weird to Live, Too Rare to Die, which is Hunter S. Thompson.
Too Weird to Live, Too Weird to...
Too Rare to Die.
Too Rare to Die. Hunter S. Thompson, right.
And then I have,
don't die like him.
Oh, no, I won't.
Okay.
And then I have... a cross underneath.
A cross, right. Very appropriate for Christmas. Thank you for wearing that. Okay. Very good. Okay, very nice. All right, you can leave that like that.
It's cold, though.
It's cold.
It is cold in here.
Oh. Well, but you need to bring out your boobs for the
agua. You have agua. The best job in the world.
I do.
I know.
Bring out the boobs, right? Bring out the boobs. Okay, so we're doing agua shots. Would you like to do some agua?
Sure, why not?
Yeah? I think I need another shot glass or a couple other shot glasses. We are shot glass low here tonight. So here we go. So is Lord Artemis celebrating tonight some way?
I'm actually not sure on that one. I know he was talking to
Okay,
Joy
don't
earlier.
Drink it yet. Okay, there's a ritual that we go through here. Yes.
I seem to recall from last week's show there was some licking of something
yes,
off of some,
yes.
other, some other
okay,
thing.
Okay, here we go. We need a couple more shot glasses. Okay, and...
You're breaking up.
Okay, so where should I go?
You really have to stand over here.
I have to stand in like, there's only one spot I can stand in.
Right now.
So, you know, I'm very... You guys have to help me out here. I can't, like, come over and do things.
We can't figure out what it is.
Right,
so.
We can't figure out what it is, but I am tethered, speaking of bondage, to this spot. It's really, really fun. Okay. And so, here we go. So you've got salt right there. There's a little salt. I can't move, though, so you have to find it. There it is. That's the salt. Okay, here I have to stand back here. And now you're going to put the salt on, well, nipples are the best thing. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And do you want a shot of this?
I would love some.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And so so we're going to start with Princess Sheila, because she's at the front of the row. Okay, we're going to do this one at a time. This is a ritual. Okay, so who are you going to lick your salt off of? I would imagine
so
Goddess Leanne.
So I put the salt on someone and lick it off?
You put the salt on, well, you've been admiring her boobs, right?
I can't help it.
Okay, so that is going to be your launch pad. There we go. Bring them out here now. Okay.
Right there.
Okay. Look at that. What a Christmas tableau. Lick it up. It's lime salt. There we go.
Ooh,
yummy.
It sure is.
And now you can drink your shot. And that is the agua experience. Ha.
God, now I can die.
Okay. Not... this holiday season.
No.
Okay, we're trying to chase away the holiday blues, not bring them on. Okay, so now it's your turn.
It's my turn.
Being the goddess, yes. Okay, so now you can... So you now present your boobage here.
Princess.
Princess boob. Nice.
Very nice.
Princess boobs, yes.
Like a proud mother.
It's interesting you choose above the nipple as opposed to the nipple.
It's
your choice, you know. You could make a line. You could, you know, you could make designs. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Right on the nipple.
That's good.
So.
It looks like it's kind of all over the place. You have your choice. Go ahead. Go for it. Lick it up. Yummy. Oh, leave it down for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And
set
and
the timer.
Lick. Yes. Okay.
That was good.
At least until you finish your drink. Okay. Now the gentleman.
Yes.
Gentleman. Would you like to lick the same boob or a different boob?
I think I'm going to double dip.
Double dip.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is good.
Okay. There we go. Yeah, you can lean back a little bit.
Okay. Lean back. I like that. That way the boobs kind of go north. they look like the mountain majesty.
Luckily, we have nice big nipples. That
yes,
keep
very
the salt
nice. I like
off.
The way you've got the salt. You really put the salt very balanced on each nipple. It's very nice. Very nice.
It's an art form that yeah. I'm just creating right now.
Okay, you're going to become a salt artist.
He's very. He takes a lot of pride in her boobs.
True.
Mm-hmm.
His two favorite
Ooh.
Things are boobs and pie.
And they're related.
True. Her boobs and
it's
pie.
Like mom and apple pie. You know, and there's something to that. There's this, you know, kind of mommy love. I mean, not trying to analyze you too much, but, you know, good. The breast is nourishment. Okay. And was that very nourishing, that whole
great.
Thing? That was great. Okay, and now Danny.
I think I'm actually going to pass because I didn't realize there was salt involved and I just got new piercings.
Oh, Ooh. And you can't have salt.
No, I've had complications with them, so I'm like, no.
Oh,
no,
what can no we have you lick then? We could just have you pour some agua on somebody and lick that. I mean, the whole idea is to do the licking. The salt is not really that important. No, the salt is very important. Okay. Where is Toy? Is she here?
Yeah, she's over at the bar. She's a little shy tonight. She didn't want to come on the radio.
Oh, she doesn't want to come on the radio. No, you're not shy.
No.
Do you have any confession you want to make?
Confessions, huh? that I'm missing somebody a little bit more than I should be right now, so.
You're not talking about that Marine, are you?
Well, him too, but.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's in the other half of that heart, so.
He's in the other half of...
The other half of the heart.
Oh, you have two halves to your heart. Half of it is for Lord Artemis.
Of course.
And the other half is for...
I can't say.
Can't say.
It's
okay.
Secret.
And then what about Toy? Does she have any of your heart?
Oh, Toy doesn't even need the heart.
Toy doesn't need the heart because she's got your pussy. Huh?
I was just thinking that.
She's got the entire body, so it doesn't matter.
What is your relationship?
We're best friends.
Really? And what kind of playing are you going to do tonight?
I don't actually know if we're going to be playing tonight.
Neither You're just here to just drink and...
Hang out.
And show your tits?
Yeah.
All right,
basically,
that's fine.
We partied last night, so she's running on no sleep, and I'm running on like an hour or so.
Oh, okay. But you're both submissive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But these two ladies are both dominant. Now, they usually dominate men, right?
I mostly dominate men.
Yeah.
Mostly.
I've been couples.
Yeah.
But
how do you feel about dominating women?
Oops.
I mean, not that they're... I mean, I wouldn't offer them up, but...
Being messy here.
What are you doing? Are you chowing down on the salt?
This is a very big opening. So
oh. Okay. Drink up, honey.
Yeah, it's a shot glass. You're supposed to take that.
Yeah.
One shot.
That's okay.
Yummy.
It was good. I like
yummy,
that.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Mm. All right, well, we're leaking.
We've got MTOZ on line one.
MTOZ. Speaking of leaking. Hello, MTOZ.
Hey, man. Hold on a second now. Go ahead.
Hello, MTOZ.
Yeah, hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing quite well.
And how's Max doing? Is he better now?
Max is better, yeah. He's doing pretty good, considering he was in the emergency ward today.
We had some WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
You have the sexiest voice, Max.
Oh, thank
he
you.
He does. That deep baritone gets him every time.
Yes, that's right.
That is the voice of the erotic theater of the mind.
So where are you, MTOZ?
I'm in Phoenix, and I'm just recovering. I've been very sick. I came back to America, but I'm doing better now, much better.
Yes, good, good. And so we've been tweeting a little bit about our friend that we don't know, Julian Assange.
Yeah, exactly. I was quite surprised that you had spent so much time on him last week on your show.
Well, he reminds me of another revolutionary that I'm married to. I guess that I really appreciate what he's doing as a journalist, as a publisher, and you know, I've been against the wars for decades, And, of course, this latest round of wars in this 21st century has been particularly galling, I guess, with all the lies that preceded them and kind of accompanied them. And so it's important and heartening to see the evidence of those lies. It's not like there's any smoking gun, nothing that we didn't know, but we are getting the evidence that we've been led into these wars by lies that basically only benefit the military-industrial complex.
So basically what we discussed when I was there last time, you know, about 3 weeks ago, you know?
Well, yeah, and so this guy, this Assange, he's the, you know, he's the spokesperson, or as he puts it, the lightning rod for WikiLeaks. He's not WikiLeaks, no matter what happens to him. I think WikiLeaks will go on, you know, because it's kind of like the cat is out of the bag,
and if not, other ones,
the condom is leaky, and you can't fix that condom,
right,
you know.
And there will be other ones anyway, regardless.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, now this is a wave of this, and there's an understanding that people who are disgruntled, who work for the military or for big corporations or for governments or for, you know, embassies, that they might leak. And that there's a certain percentage of them that will. And
well, there's almost two, like some outrageous number of like 2 million people have access to this information. And it was actually George Bush, in order to fight terrorists, that put all of this government information on a network. Okay? So anyone from all these different departments could get in there and get this information.
By the way, this is one reason that as a therapist, I do not keep any of my clients on any kind of computer network. Because nothing is classified that's on a computer.
Nothing.
No. You can always just take it away.
Susan, I don't know if you know this, but Richard Stengel is American, he works for the American government.
The who?
Were asked by Assange whether Hillary Clinton should resign. And he responded by saying she should resign if it can be shown that she was responsible for ordering U.S. diplomatic figures to engage in espionage in the United Nations. It's in violation of international governance. I mean, the whole thing is a total mess.
Yes, it's a mess, and that's why Hillary Clinton is calling for Assange's, well, I won't say she's calling for his head, but she is certainly, well, some people are,
no,
like Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin, we've got
that. But Hillary is certainly once and stopped
that,
somehow.
That asshole in Connecticut, what's his name?
Oh, Lieberman.
Lieberman, you know.
So embarrassing for us princesses,
fucking,
you know.
This little fucking fascist.
Oh, come you know, on, Lieberman.
This guy ought to be strung up by his balls.
Really, really.
See, people like that irk me. Somehow they piss me off.
I can tell.
Yeah. So what's the caller's favorite sexual position?
Well, interesting you should ask that of Imtiaz.
Yes.
Imtiaz, would you like to answer
that question?
Princess?
No, I think you're talking to the wrong person, young lady. I'm a kind of a celibate person of late, you know, the last several years.
He's been a little bit celibate, but interestingly, he likes to date porn stars.
Is he submissive?
But only the intelligent ones.
Only intelligent porn stars, right.
But he does, and he dates very intelligent porn stars.
And he brings these incredible people over here.
Veronica Hart came here.
Veronica Hart, of course.
And Persia Monier.
And he was just hanging out with the Miss New Zealand.
Miss New Zealand. Now, he hangs out with these women. He wines and dines them, but he doesn't have sex with them. Now, Goddess Leanne just asked if you were submissive, Imtiaz.
No, I don't think so, Susan. I don't think my personality is submissive at all. I think I'm kind of a pretty dominant person in many ways, you know?
I'm not going to speak for you, Imtiaz. I'm going to let you, like, you know, I don't know. I find it really intriguing that a celibate person is such a fan of my show, which is so pro-sex.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm a fan of yours, not necessarily just your show.
Well, but the show is me, you know. This is the show. You're on the show.
I find Max and Susan Block a very interesting couple. You know, you become good friends of mine. So, I enjoy your show, and I make comments in it, and it appeals to my mind.
Yes, and you're such a debater, too. I mean, splitting my curly hairs here over whether you like me or my show. The point is that you're celibate and that I'm a sex maniac. And so that's what's interesting. It's like, why are you a fan of me and Max, who is also like, sex.
He's living vicariously.
Can I ask why you're celibate?
You know, my health hasn't been well. I haven't been well for a long time, actually.
Aww.
And that's part of it. And the other is that being connected to me, I don't know. I just haven't found anyone that really excites me, truly excites me. And I need that excitement to be sort of sexually active. I just haven't found anyone yet. You know, maybe I will all these days.
Maybe you will. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that aren't having sex these days. I mean, I think it's kind of a syndrome that's going on. I'm not sure if there are more people that's not. And there's a lot of, like, bed death among. There's lesbian bed death. There's married couple bed death. There's, you know, just all kinds of people that need therapists that aren't having sex. You know, it's kind of part of the holiday blues, I guess. We keep coming back to that. And
am I talking to Goddess Leanne? Is that the lady I'm speaking to?
Well, yeah. Yes.
And she's one of your guests this evening, along with some princess?
Yes, some princess.
Princess Sheila.
Oh, Princess Sheila and Goddess Leanne. Wonderful names.
Aren't they wonderful names? Well, that's nice. MTI's thought of something nice. Okay, wonderful names. And did you have a question for either one of them or both?
I do have a question.
All right,
for
go for it.
Okay.
You know, could you please explain to me, because I'm a little unfamiliar, what do you mean by a submissive society?
That's a good question. A submissive is someone who is very humble and likes to... he likes to please. He's a pleaser, and he likes to he likes to have the woman take control. And
there are different types of submissives.
There's,
you know,
bottoms that just want to be
that's true,
that like pain mostly but aren't really
submissive.
They like submissive.
They act but they're not submissive. Yeah, there's a lot of those people. A lot of people like that.
Well, there's some that are kind of into having things done to them, and then there's some that are into serving.
Yeah, the ones that want things done to them are like, we call
fetishes.
Them doomy boys. Yeah.
Doomy boys.
Or doomy boys.
Are you a doomy boy, MTIAZ?
No, I don't think so.
MTIAZ loves to go out
he
to
could
dinner.
Be.
You know,
he could
what is
be.
That? Is there an out to dinner submissive?
That'd be nice.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, MTIAZ just loves to go out to dinner with a sexy woman and have a
just
conversation spoiled. About life and love and philosophy and politics, maybe.
I enjoy that, too.
There you go. I don't know if that's submissive or it's just like Victorian or something, but that's what he
I
likes to do.
I think in a sense it is.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense it is.
So, MTIAZ, what are your friends, what do all the people you hang out with think about WikiLeaks and Assange?
Well, you know, I was actually yesterday I was talking to someone who's quite, he's very familiar with Assange, and also he's a very competent speaker on politics. He's a cousin of mine. He was once the chief secretary in the government of Pakistan and the chief economist, and he was telling me, and this goes back to our discussion 4 weeks ago. He says that this whole issue in Afghanistan and Pakistan, it's a means of...
It's a what?
We lost.
I think that it's either Amazon or Visa pulled our plug. Or
I don't know.
Okay, maybe.
I don't know what's going on.
I think we've been censored. Okay.
Well, you know, it's not because he got off, right? Because he's celibate.
Right. No, it's not that. And I don't want to be too paranoid about the government turning off our phones. But MTIAZ, well, Just as he was about to say something, to leak something about Pakistan, I hope no one came running in and kidnapped him or stopped him or something. You never know these days, really. This is a bit of a paranoid show. Paranoia and panties. Yeah.
Panties
are such a kind of a brain vacation from the woes of life. Are you wearing
panties?
What kind of panties are you wearing?
I'm wearing just little red boy shorts.
Can we see them?
Yeah, let's see.
Let's see your panties.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, look at those. Okay. Let's have a picture.
You
showed that there was no one taking a picture. Okay, here we go. There's
just graphic evidence.
Can I see?
Oh,
can we see
that?
Look at that. Oh, I think the goddesses are getting excited about your
it's
possibly submissive.
No, I'm a princess, not a goddess.
I wanted to use a plural noun. Come on.
When clients call me up and call me baby or Sheila or something like that, I always go, princess! It's princess!
Right.
Yes.
Are you ever going to be a queen or will you always be a princess?
No, I'm merely a princess.
Right. Me too. I mean, well, I can be a queen, you know, if I want to be bitching. But I guess my title is just princess. So, yeah. So, what's the most interesting fantasy that you've dealt with, Leanne? I mean, Princess Sheila here seems to have sort of an interest in the humiliation. What are you mainly interested in?
Well, right now I'm going to school for nursing. So
nursing.
Yeah. So medical play is big for me right now.
Really, that's interesting because nurses are some of the sexiest people. I think it's one of the sexiest professions. Right, huh?
Nurse Leanne.
I'm definitely going to be a very naughty nurse.
And talk about submissive. When you're a patient, how much more submissive can you be?
Yeah.
You know, you're there just helpless. And
you have to be.
And you're wearing something that's open in the back, you know?
Yeah.
Not even allowed to wear panties.
I think I'd be a very sadistic, very naughty nurse.
As long as you're not the type that, you know, has to poke the arm 1,000 times to get a vein.
No,
I hate that.
No,
I hate those kind of nurses.
Believe me, when it comes to piercing, that's like my specialty.
Oh, really? And so you'd be good at getting in the vein.
Yeah. In fact, my dad has chemo, so I give him his chemo shots.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
So needles are my specialty, so I know that I'll be really good with that. And I'm very caring. I'm a very caring person.
Can I ask how your boyfriend feels about you becoming a nurse?
He's very encouraging.
Princess Sheila appreciated that.
I love you. No, he's very encouraging.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, she's going to be dealing with naked men.
I do now.
But they're sick. They're sick men. As long as they're not healthy, they're okay, right? They can be naked. Oh, yeah. Take it off, Princess Sheila. I love that picture of you in the bubble bath.
Yeah, that was Spielberg's my photographer.
Spielberg, hey there, Spielberg, come and take a picture of her on the show.
You don't have his camera.
Okay, so Mike is going to pretend he's Spielberg now. Look at him. Okay, show your tits. Yeah, there we go. Nice. Okay.
I wanted him to lick some salt off of my boob.
Can we do that, Spielberg? Come on. Come on, lick some salt.
Get in on the ritual.
Spielberg. Yeah, Spielberg.
Filmmaker.
You know, he had a Spielberg on here a few years ago, remember? Jonathan Spielberg. He was arrested for calling himself Spielberg, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome.
I don't know how your Spielberg's going to do.
We spell it different. He spells it different.
Okay, so you got the salt?
Yeah, he needs a...
Where's the
magic potion.
The salt should be somewhere around there.
I got it.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
So
your counterpart here, he did quite a salt kind of tableau with two breasts, so I would advise you to do the same, to just, you know... Keep it
double
even.
Your
no, don't back down. Right from the challenge. Yeah.
Here.
Okay. Here. Some of the salt gets a little stiff.
Times I had trouble pulling the salt and
There you go. Oh yes, I like it. It's very artistic. It's done and it's kind of lopsided.
Do I have something to wash this down with?
Oh yeah, you do.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Here, here it is. Here, you have to come over here because I'm very.
She's tethered.
I'm tethered. Thank you. I'm tethered. He's a writer, right? Yeah. Okay, I'm tethered. Okay.
They're both now, filmmakers.
Yeah, he's a.
Oh, you're a filmmaker.
He's a cameraman.
What is it with doms
editor.
And filmmakers? What is that about?
It's a hot combination.
We got to talk about that. Doms and filmmakers.
Two creative minds.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Get your shot ready.
Here we go. Licking.
Wow.
Okay, slow down. Slow it down. Slow it down.
Take your time. Enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
Slow it down. Lick those boobies.
Oh, you missed a spot. Oh, there you go.
Nice. Nice. And now you get. Your shot. Very good. Agua. Happy Christmas. Yes. Yes. Are you a prince?
I don't have such an honor.
You know, you should make him a prince. Marry him or something.
I can't make him a prince.
Yes,
you're either a prince or you're not.
No, well, I don't know about that.
We haven't tried the frog.
Can a princess make a guy a commoner a prince or
yes.
not really?
Actually, the thing is this. Most of the monarchy today, all of the monarchy today, in fact, invented the monarchy, and they became kings and queens, and they gave themselves that name.
Right.
My family got their principality and prince title. Why? Because they were huge under the Austro-Hungarian Empire. They were the biggest sheep herders. But in essence, they were
otherwise known as shepherds.
Or sheep fuckers.
Well, this is related to the Christmas theme of the show.
Right, right.
Shepherds. They were probably the original, shepherds that first saw the star of Jesus.
Yeah, whatever. But that's how they got their title.
They say the Welsh fuck sheep.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Nothing against those shepherds that, saw that star.
I was in Wales. And
it wasn't in Wales.
I went to London.
I'm Welsh by ancestry, so be careful, princess.
My second husband was Welsh.
Well, they say
is he the Prince of Wales?
No.
They say it's the closest thing to a female.
A sheep?
Yeah.
Oh, the feeling.
No, I don't know.
According
to WikiLeaks.
Wait, no, that's very true. Because condoms used to be made of sheepskin.
Oh, they do.
And yes, WikiLeaks, that would be a WikiLeaky condom, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. Those are,
very much
and that's
so.
The problem. We had come back to that. That is the problem that that journalism faces today. WikiLeaky condoms. You never know when you're going to be using one.
Well, now they're leaking all his...
His
and
personal.
Now
oh,
now
it's so
for that.
All his little emails
right.
where he
leaking his emails.
Talks about how cool he is, and he wants. He's so horny. He's such a horny guy.
He's a good looking dude.
He's a
guy. He's a cute guy. He's an interesting looking guy. He's got some interesting hair. He's not everybody's idea of Adonis. But
I can't wait to Google this when I get home.
Yeah, Julian Assange. It's easy, and you find out all this rape. He's like the mad rapist. They have him, accused of double rape of two feminist, beautiful women, by the way, who agreed to have sex with him. They do not contest that the sex was consensual, but there was some argument over condoms as well as some argument over, how fast to do it and also some argument over the fact that there was another woman in the picture. So somehow in Sweden, this adds up to rape, which is really kind of scary, right? Mm. It's kind of scary.
Well,
I don't know if we should go to Sweden. We want to, when we travel. We were thinking of that because Sweden, after all, brought us I Am Curious Yellow.
I am not going to Sweden.
No.
No,
that was Denmark.
I'm Swedish by descent as well, so being very careful.
You're Swedish by descent.
He seems to be everything
Swedish.
By
I'm
descent.
I'm English, Swedish, and Welsh.
I have this Swedish guy on Twitter that it keeps defending the Swedish government for pursuing Assange, and he's also a small penis humiliation fetishist.
Ooh. Call us.
And he is very, I think that he likes the idea of Assange being humiliated, and he likes the idea of these Valkyrie-like Swedish women just, pinning him down like a butterfly on their little experimental glass table.
Speaking of small penis humiliation, I always crack up when I have a client who's into that and has, a
normal
like
size
a
penis,
big
right?
Size.
Exactly.
I've had some really big.
I
want to
get into that. I want to get into that in a moment, but I want to also say that I didn't mean that Julian Assange has a small penis. As a matter of fact, no. I don't know. But he broke a condom, exactly.
A
so
condom.
We should assume it's a big one. Julian.
What size condom?
I don't know, but I, you know, with, I mean. He looks like Max when Max
was
young.
I'm totally infatuated
with him, I confess.
Aww.
But it's only because I love you, darling.
Oh, that's quite all
right.
Yeah.
Right. It's, he reminds me of Max. Yeah, he does. Revolutionary out there.
Listen, I think this guy's...
Being accused of bull.
This guy's a really brave guy. I mean, he's got every government... Everybody wants to take him out, okay?
Yeah.
He's got all these women that want to fuck him. You know?
Yeah, oh my God. I mean, there's women. When he came out of the prison, the jail,
right.
to make his little speech, this beautiful blonde woman who, I don't know her name, but she's like looking at him adoringly, like, please rape me, please. Sorry, I don't mean to cast aspersions on the women. A lot of people have been accused of being insensitive for making jokes about the Julian Assange case. Somehow I would not like to be accused of that, but I'm sure I'm going to be. You know, but let me just say that I really, really hate rape. I mean,
yeah.
I think it's an awful thing, and I do think that this type of charge trivializes real rape when you really are not having consensual sex, when someone is harming you and pushing you into sex you don't want. When you have women saying, well, we wanted the sex, but it wasn't really the kind we wanted. I mean, how many times have I had sex like that? If I accused all those guys of rape, I mean, the prisons would be, like, overflowing even more with all the guys that I've had bad sex with.
All the bad sex partners.
I mean, really? Aye. Okay. But anyway, back to that. Men who have the small penis... humiliation fetish, but actually have an average size penis. That, I think, must be a recent development in our society. I don't know why that would be true of men of yesteryear. I think that's true of men who are, you know, coming of age now and look at a lot of porn and see all these guys that are over 9 inches and think that's normal. And they just, even if they know logically that it's not, they still feel that. Feelings, right?
Yeah.
And so they feel small. And if they feel small, they, you know, because when you feel a certain way, then you often eroticize that in order to just feel okay about yourself.
It's role play, essentially.
Yeah.
I guess so. But I do think that that must be a recent development of porn. And I'm a big supporter of porn, you know. I mean, it's just expression of sex,
mm-hmm.
you know. But on the other hand, I think we have to consider that certain changes and kind of a warping of our minds go on from so much exposure to these images. You know, we just have to take that into consideration.
Yeah. You've got a caller on line one.
All right.
Jerry from
Ooh,
Florida.
Hello,
it's not
Jerry.
It's Jerry from Florida. And he has a question.
Hi, Jerry.
Hold on a second. About his mother.
Oh, his mother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oedipus?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. So, what's your question about your mother?
I've been having fantasies about her.
So have
I. I was wondering if this is normal.
You're having fantasies about his mother?
Oh, no, not you. I'm sorry.
About your mother.
Yeah.
I think some guys are probably
tragedy.
Having fantasies about your mother.
It's incestual.
Do you have a hot mom?
I think she's hot.
Yeah, how about your friends? Do they think she's hot?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not the only one having fantasies about your mom.
That is a fetish that... some men have. I don't get a lot of those clients, but there are some men out there that want that mother-son type
nurturing.
Of... Yeah.
Hmm. Do you get that much, Goddess Leanne? Mommy fetishes?
No. I don't
really?
Get...
With those big boobies? Wow. I would think those would be a mommy fetishist delight.
Lunch.
Yeah.
How big are they?
I'm a 36 triple D.
Oh, wow.
How big is your mom's boobs?
34C.
Well, that's nice. That's a nice size. But, you know, I think that a lot of guys, they like big boobies because when they were little, their mommy's boobies seemed big.
And they breastfed.
Right. Or not. You know, either way.
You were probably breastfed.
Were you breastfed, darling?
Yes.
You were. Aw, and you've never gotten over being pushed away.
Up until what age?
I know.
Up until what age?
I'd love to suck on her nipples again.
Aw. Have you told her that?
No.
Good. Don't. Don't.
You can find a dominatrix and ask about the mommy fetish in your area.
Wow, I was going to try to talk to him about getting a girlfriend, but, you know, okay. This is all right. You got to find a dominatrix.
This is how I think.
Not a girlfriend, a dominatrix.
I was thinking
they would not understand this.
An older woman with big boobs.
What were you saying? I couldn't hear a word. What were you saying? Never mind.
What'd you say, babe?
I've been having sex like every other night. So.
You've been having sex with whom?
Just like a sex buddy.
A sex buddy?
A sex buddy.
Do you think about your mother?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Wait, so when do you fantasize about your mother? When you're jerking off?
When he's talking
to
me. What? When you're jerking off. Uh-huh. Okay. Not when you're with your buddy. Well, you know what? That's good. I'm glad. That means you're not obsessed with her. You're just kind of horny.
Do you look at her pictures when you masturbate?
I have, yeah. And I've used her panties.
The old mommy's panties.
Panties are coming back into the show again. Show the panties, ladies.
That's a thing.
Where are the panties?
Yeah. We have panties.
We have panties. Oh, they're getting involved in tissues now. God, these panties are soaking wet at this point, panty boy. Panty boy. Bran, is panty boy, does he acknowledge the panties are out for him? Yes. He is excited. Is he in ecstasy? Has he gone in and out of ecstasy a couple of times?
He would like you to be his doctor and for Goddess Leanne to be his nurse.
He wants me to be his doctor and Goddess Leanne to be his nurse. That's not you, Mommy's Boy. We're talking about Panty Boy. Tonight is Panty Boy, Mommy's Boy. You know, Julian's a bit of a Mommy's Boy, I think.
Yeah. I think he is, yeah.
Especially now when all these women are out to get him. God, he must be loving his mommy more. His mom looks really nice.
She looks
like
really nice.
Nice
they're
lady.
Like, yeah, they're kind of hippies. She's a hippie.
Yeah, she was part of some strange cult for
a
while.
Right.
Yeah,
they were
that's
doing
why
acid.
Yeah. Very strange. Mm.
It's
okay.
Really good to use her panties and just come all over.
Do you have her panties with you now?
Yeah.
Describe them for Panty Boy. Describe Mommy's panties now. Come on.
It's this little black thong with pink around the edges.
A little black thong with pink around the edges. Is this like a nylon thong or a satin thong?
Just like a cotton one.
Cotton, okay.
Do you take
basic.
These out of the dirty laundry?
But Mommy's wearing a thong. That's pretty hot.
Yeah. She's a MILF.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you take these out of the laundry?
Yeah.
Okay, so Mommy's worn them already. Yeah, uh-huh. So have a sniff. Let's smell them now. I can't believe I'm egging. See, this is egging him on. Okay, Princess, I'm guilty now. I'm egging him on. This is terrible. Don't, you know, at least you should wash them later. Okay, but I know you're going to come in them anyway, so, you know, and at least you're going to give them back, okay? And don't rip them, whatever you do. Do not rip Mommy's panties.
Do you wear them?
Don't encourage him to do that. Don't egg him on.
Yes.
He'll stretch them out.
I love when men wear panties.
Well, I know. But these are his mom's. These might be her favorites.
I don't can wear them on his head.
You can just, or put them around your nose or something.
Yeah.
Or you like to rub your penis against them.
How old are you?
I'm 21. I turned 21 on December 11th.
This is really
you need to find an older pro dominatrix.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So how is this your first time listening to the show or what?
Yeah.
Yeah? How'd you find us?
Internet.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right. There
okay. Well, welcome.
Okay. Well, you just.
Well,
keep
we
listening.
are not going to endorse you trying to have sex with your mother.
Yeah.
I don't
but
think that would be
play.
A good idea.
Role play.
Well, you know, you could role play that. You know, Goddess Leanne or Princess Sheila is your mom.
Does your sex buddy
know? Could one of you do that for me?
What's your mom like? What's her personality like?
She's really nice, like a laid-back person.
A laid-back person. Which of you wants to be a laid-back person?
You've got 7 minutes, Susan.
So you mean, like, if she walked in on you masturbating in her panties, you just go, "Hey, Jeremy, how's it going?" Is that what you mean by laid-back? Yeah, that's hot. Laid-back. All right, so... So what would she say if she found you masturbating with her panties?
She'd probably
spank you.
Maybe like.
Well, you know what? It doesn't really matter because we're not going to let that happen. We're just going to fantasize. So what would you like her to do?
I'd like her to walk over and start jacking my cock off.
Right, this is a fantasy, everyone. Okay, and we're getting ready for Eros Day, which is the holiday of Eros and Venus.
6 minutes.
Okay, and so you're going to come quick. He's 21, he'll come quick. Okay, so Eros and Venus, and of course, Misty Dawn will be Venus, and Eros will be Michael Vegas.
Does he have a PayPal account?
And Venus was actually Eros's mother as well as his lover. So, you know, the Greeks were into this kind of craziness. We are not endorsing any kind of mother-son sex, but it is a common fantasy, as Freud pointed out, with the Oedipus complex. So, now, who wants to be a laid-back mom and help him by, you know, stroking it?
Four.
I don't get very many.
Tad? I don't know. You're pointing to Tad? What?
I pointed to her.
Okay, come for us quick now. I'm gonna be the mom. What the hell? Come on, I want to end with an orgasm. You want to be the mom, Max?
What are you doing, son?
There you go. Be laid back.
Why do you have my panties in there? What is going on here?
Okay, laid back.
I mean, it's cool and everything.
Yeah, there you go. Be a hippie mom. Like if you were a hippie mom and you found the son. It's cool.
But man, those are my best panties.
Oh, okay. Okay, that was pretty funny. And he's still there, so he's a cool guy. Jeremy, you're cool.
You're very cool.
Okay, Jeremy, we're going to be very laid back. Okay, play with those panties and come for us now. I'm going to be your mom, and I'm going to just stroke it for you. Okay, just, you know, I'm not giving you the full 9 yards that I do if you pay. But, yeah, go for it, baby. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got, actually, for Christmas, a red and a green dick in my hands. Okay. Come on, baby. Merry Christmas. Stroking it? Yeah, mommy, mommy's stroking it for you with my big titties right in your face. Come on. Yeah, suck mommy's titties just like when you were a baby. Yes, come back to the womb. Come on, baby. Come with mommy. Come with mommy. Yeah, baby. Oh, that's my son. That's my big boy. Oh, yes. Come on, big boy. Let us hear you. Come on, big boy. Come on, big boy. Oh, you're such a good boy. You get all A's on your report card. Mommy's so proud of you. Mommy loves you. Mommy just loves you.
Oh, that's my dick, mama.
Come on. Come on, mommy wants you to come. We've got a deal. We're doing it through the stroking. We don't have to suck now. Come on. I'm on the radio.
Suck it a little, mom.
There you go. Okay. Come on. Suck, suck, suck. Mommy's sucking your dick. Come for mommy. Come in mommy's mouth now. Come on. Give it up. Give it up. There you go. Yeah. Merry Christmas, Jeremy.
Cool.
Happy Saturnalia.
Now it's past your bedtime. Go to bed.
The complete mommy experience.
Only here on Radio
Susie. And wash those panties.
Yes. Please wash my panties.
Yeah, you leaked all over them. That's what you call a major WikiLeaks.
You take care.
Yeah, we all did the mom.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Okay, don't go after your mommy now.
Sweet. Okay, you got 3 minutes.
All right,
2 minutes.
Now.
2 minutes.
Okay,
two
so
minutes.
Let's promote ourselves and we're out. Okay.
That's princesssheila.com and on Twitter, princesssheila1. And I'm in a calendar, prodomsandbeyond.com. I'm Miss December.
We both are.
Yes.
Actually.
Goddess Leanne, I'm Miss December.
And I miss March.
Ah, okay. And promote yourself?
I'm goddessleanne.com.
L-E-E-A-N-N.
Yes, okay. L-E-A-N-N.
Very good. So, and check it out. Do you have a website?
Yeah, I'm A. Tad Chamberlain. My website is a-tad.com. My film that Goddess Leanne is featured in, you can see the trailer and see her amazing appearance on the, in the trailer, at antisamaritanhotline.com. That's anti-samaritanhotline.com.
Anti-Samaritan. We're going to have to get into that another time.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have something? You are not promoting anything.
No,
you,
not tonight.
No, not tonight. You're just obsessing about your two loves.
I'll just say princesssheila.com, and there's a special Christmas card on my website now.
You have a cute website. I saw that.
I have a
very
wonderful
cute.
Web
yeah,
designer.
Very cute. Very nice. So check it out. It's all very nice. And check out WikiLeaks and find a way to support Assange.
And
the Pope, of course.
Oh.
Well, we don't want you necessarily... Well, I mean, you do what you want with supporting the Pope. He's got plenty of support.
By the way, they just got busted on banking
the
and
Pope?
Money laundering.
Yeah, really? The Vatican? Oh. Really? Wow.
Vatican. Notorious,
all
by
right.
the way.
Well, you know.
Well,
you
he's on WikiLeaks.
You want to hear a secret?
Yeah.
About the Vatican?
Sure.
And about the Catholic Church?
Yes.
Quick,
this
though.
Is a real thing.
Okay, but we're running out of time.
My family's villa?
Yeah.
In just south of Naples?
Oh, the Prince Villa.
Yeah. Is where they bury all the aborted babies from the Catholic nuns in the tunnels.
Catholic nuns?
Check that out.
White
oh my God! This is why they need to have condoms.
That's right.
Right. You know.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, you know, this is the. Are we going to end on this note? About
really?
A, okay.
Can we go on
okay, well, you know, all right. All right. Happy Saturnalia. You know.
And happy holidays.
Yeah,
everybody.
I mean, that's what it's about. You know, you got to have the good
time
with the bad, and we're out of time. Visit drsusanblock.com. Visit drsusanblock.tv. Some interesting stuff on there. And I want to thank everybody here at the Speakeasy. I don't have time to thank you by name, but I love you, and I love you if you're watching or you're listening. I want you to be good. Be happy. Try not to hurt anyone, including yourself. Drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles. Make
Amen.
Like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
You need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else.
Okay, let's do a group
I'm
picture.
I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.